Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Once again, we're here back live in Philadelphia. I have walked the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused on what you saw. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the light, and I will get what I want. Okay, what is it that I want? That's what we're working towards, getting what I want. Okay? Today, we're talking about the coronavirus, and it's the Elohim News Hour. we're going to be doing a little update on what's going on with society, you know, the Elohim Five Tribes Society, Elohim Five Tribes Political Party. So there's a lot going on that you need to plug into and find out about, okay? Okay, first of all, we talked about the viruses last week. We're going to talk about it again. I don't know if I can stay on for the full hour because my throat is, I'm overworking my cords a little bit. But I will stay on as long as I can just to give you an update on some of the news and what's going on, okay? Now, I've been, there's one, two, three, there's four viruses that, I mean, not four vaccines that they have going on around right now, and they haven't, they don't really talk about all of them the way they should, because there's more than just the Pfizer, Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson. There's another one out there that we need to be talking about. Well, maybe Russia got one too, but we ain't talking about that one. We're talking about the mRNA vaccine. Now, they don't talk about that one, but that one works pretty good. I think that one works better than the Moderna and the Johnson & Johnson, but we don't hear that much about it. That's the one that Trump and them were supposed to have taken, him and Colson were supposed to have taken when they contracted the virus. You know what I'm saying? I think that they should be offering that to people who have the virus. But so far, we're not hearing nothing about it on the news. Fauci's not saying anything about it. And I'm curious as to why they're not at least mentioning the other virus, okay? Now, we're going to go through a few of the viruses just to talk about. Now, right now, there's over the millions of people around the world have died from this virus. We're over 550,000 people dead from the virus in the United States. Babies are catching this virus. Little children are catching this virus. Anybody can catch this virus. My suggestion is, even after you take your vaccines, to still wear the mask, because if this virus looks anything like some of the other viruses that animals get, it can get in your clothes and everything else, you know? So I recommend that you, make sure you change your clothes every day, and the clothes you take off if you've been outside. If you haven't been outside, that's one thing. But if you've been outside, get those clothes in the machine, wash them up, or put them in a plastic bag until you're ready to go to the laundromat, you know, to clean your clothes. Or just hang them up and don't wear that particular outfit for a couple of days. At least one full 24 hours when you're dealing with clothes, okay? This virus is really, really something, and I don't know why they don't show the death and the destruction that this virus is causing. Pretty much mad at the news media because they're not showing what they should be showing about this virus, so people know just how serious this thing is. This thing is serious. This is why every Monday for the rest of the month, I'm going to be talking about it. Plus, I'm going to keep the society members up on the news of what's going on in the society, you know. So those are some of the things that we're going to be doing. Now, let's talk about the three viruses for a minute and how they work so you have some kind of understanding of what's going on. I don't know if I can stay on for a whole hour because my throat's kind of screwed up, but I'm still trying to do the best I can right now. So I'm still on for as long as I can. The Moderna virus, right? That works pretty much like your regular vaccine, regular flu shot, you know? It boosts the immune system, helps the immune system. Puts a code in there that lets the immune system know. And let the immune system know what, you know, to boost itself and attack itself from the virus that's coming in. That's the Moderna virus, the Moderna vaccine, which has been two shots, which is not bad. But the vaccine that I recommend is the Pfizer vaccine. That's, I think, is better than the Moderna vaccine, you know. Now, when you get your shot, don't act like you're a cure all be all, okay? When you get your shot, make sure that you still wear your mask. Those masks are important. It's hard for me to really tell you how important those masks are. And I haven't had no shots yet. I've been wearing a mask. I'm masked up everywhere. Somebody comes visit me, I put my mask on. They come to my house, they got to have a mask. They ain't got no mask on. You ain't getting in my house. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to visit me if you ain't got no mask. I don't care how many shots you took. And this is what I'm getting at. Because like I said, the thing might be in some people's clothes and stuff. You don't know. And the scientists that are working on it, most of them are pretty honorable people, the scientists. Well, I don't really know them, but most scientists, based on my understanding of the people who deal with scientists, most of them are pretty honorable people, you know. But you do have a few that's not honorable, and you have to be careful what's going on out there, you know. This is very interesting. I've only been on the air for 15 minutes here. Yeah, my voice is starting to shut down already, so I might not make the whole hour, so just have to bear with me. I wanted to be on the air every day, but I don't think that's going to happen, so I'm just going to be doing Sunday and Monday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. Try to do the 3 days. Saturday is when we talk about history, black history specifically. That's what we're talking about. Well, I don't know about black history, but black, brown, yellow, and red tribes, those histories. So we don't have to worry about talking about the white history. They're jamming that down our throat, but we don't have the full white history either. So that could be a little problem as well, you know. We're trying to keep up with everything, but it gets a little tricky, you know. What am I have to do? I'm going to have to put some music on for a minute. I'll be back in a couple of minutes, okay? So just bear with me for a few minutes here.
That's where you live. when you're crying in the night. Lord, the cross you've given me to carry sometimes is bothering to bear. And I will carry it proudly with the shoes that you've given me to wear.
Your troubles away. Oh, he won't forsake you for a day. Keep on faith and know that Jesus is take your troubles away.
He
won't forsake you for
a day. He's going to the So we're going to resume the broadcast. Talking about, we're talking about the virus. We're talking about what's going on with the virus. And we're giving updates on what's going on with society. Those of you who are plugged in, everything's going pretty good with society. We're building. In fact, I'm going to break down a little bit more about what's going on with society. But first, I want to go through more of this coronavirus details that I think we need to know. You know, we talked about it last week. Every week on Monday, all throughout the rest of the month, we want to be talking about the virus and what's going on and how to protect ourselves from it. Okay, just for everybody to hear me out there, a little difficulty to straighten that out. But the there's three viruses that you're talking about. One vaccine that they're not talking about and that the people need to know about. They're talking about the the Pfizer vaccine. They're talking about the the M vaccine. And they're talking about the the M vaccine, that's Moderna vaccine. And they're talking about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Okay, we went through those three last week, right? Now, we didn't add, I'm adding this vaccine in. This is one that they're not talking about, that they need to talk about, is the mRNA vaccine. That's the one that Trump and Colson and them took when they thought they had the virus. The virus. And that's the one that they swear by. Now, if you already have the virus, that's the one you should be asking for. That's the one you should be trying to take if you've been diagnosed as having the coronavirus. Okay, I don't think the other ones will help you too much if you already have the virus. Now, the Moderna vaccine, that don't help you if you have the virus. This is some of the stuff that they're not telling you that I want you to know. That if you already have the virus, that won't help you. But if you don't have it, that will help you. It will kick your immune system in and get you ready for the virus to help your immune system block the virus. The Pfizer vaccine, I don't know too much whether it will help you after you have the virus. You follow what I'm saying? Because they're not pushing it like that. The three vaccines that they're offering you, they're not pushing them as if they will help you if you already have the virus. They're pushing them if they help you if you don't have the virus and take it. You follow what I'm saying? quarantine works pretty good, keeping away from people and all that, but the mRNA vaccine, that's the one that you need if you have the virus. You follow what I'm saying? This is the one they're not talking about. This is the one that they're not advertising. I think that because it costs $1,500 a shot, something like that there, and they're keeping that sort of on the low profile. But you need to know about all these vaccines and what they do and how they work, okay? The Moderna vaccine, it works by pumping your immune system. It's like the flu shot. It works the same way by introducing the code, not the virus itself, but the code that emulates the virus into the system. Because I thought they were actually giving you the virus like they do with the flu shot, give you a little bit of the flu so that the dead flu cells so that the body can kick in and fight the flu. You know what I mean? But that's not the case with the Moderna vaccine. It's some kind of code that they have that emulates the virus. You have to do your own research to find out more about it. I'm not an expert at the viruses, but I'm doing my research to find out information, trying to find information that they're not telling you, okay? Now, I recommend the Pfizer vaccine for anybody that wants to take the vaccine shot because of the way the Pfizer vaccine works. Now, they gave Kamala Harris the Moderna vaccine, and Biden took the Pfizer vaccine. See, now, Pfizer vaccine works better. Now, I've talked to white folks, even when I was in hospital a couple of days with the blood clot, having my checkup, you know. The white people I talked to, all of them took the Pfizer vaccine. None of them took the Moderna. And I'm talking to black people, all of them are taking the Moderna vaccine. So they're giving the melanated people Moderna vaccine and giving the non-melanated people the Pfizer vaccine. I'm just talking about the ones that I talked to. I ain't talked to a whole bunch of, I haven't been talking to a whole bunch of people since the vaccine started. But this is what's going on so far. Now, the Pfizer vaccine, the reason why I like that vaccine, vaccine better is because of the way it works. It doesn't work to boost your immune system. It works to block the virus itself from attacking yourself. You know, to me, that's the best one. You know what I mean? And I don't think it's going to work after the virus already attacked itself. That's where the mRNA vaccine comes in at. Now, if you know people that have the virus, that have caught in the virus, you know, tell them to ask the doctor about the mRNA vaccine, okay? That's important because that one actually fights the virus itself, you know? And it will go into your system and actually go after the virus, like your immune system. Although all of them are supposed to help your immune system, but some of them actually alerts your immune system that the virus is there so that your immune system can put out the antibodies to fight the virus if it tries to come in. The Pfizer virus is different. It fights the virus itself. That's why I like the Pfizer virus better, the Pfizer vaccine better, you know? Like I'm saying, I'm not an expert there. I'm not giving you medical expertise, but I'm just, from what I'm researching, from what I'm studying. Now, if you haven't been researching these vaccines, they're not talking about the mRNA vaccine. You need to find out more about it. You need to Google it. You need to talk to somebody about it. If you're working in the medical field, start asking the doctors about it. How come they're not giving it to, they're not offering it to the people that's catching the virus. Do you follow what I'm saying? Because 500-something thousand people are dead from the virus. It don't make sense. I'm just saying it don't make sense because if they can come up with a vaccine, that's why I think the mRNA vaccine, I could do some more research on it. But like I said, I need help. I can't, you guys got to do your due diligence. You got to start looking into this thing. And what I'm finding out that there's children as young as 3 years old that have caught the virus. That's what I'm talking about. And over 3,000, last report, close to 3,000 babies, children, have literally died from the virus. I don't know if they died from a cord. I have to listen to that again. But at least 3,000 children have the virus. That's what I'm talking about. So you can't, when you take your children out, you put a mask on the babies. You mask these children down. I don't know if they recommend the vaccines for these younger children yet, but make sure your babies are wearing masks because the children are catching the virus. I know firsthand. I got personal information on that. So you know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. Like I said, my daughter's in medical school. She works, she has her own daycare center, and she has firsthand experience about babies catching this doggone virus. So you need to keep wearing those masks even after you get your shots. This is what I'm saying. This is basically telling you. Even after you get your shots, wear your mask and keep practicing social distancing. I think after everybody gets vaccinated, you might not have to practice the social distancing, but I think you should keep the mask on. I went to the store today, the children running around in the store, no mask on. They're letting people in the store without the mask on now. So the whole thing is getting interesting. I think now that they realize that more whites are dying from the virus than blacks, they stop pushing this message about it's adversely affecting blacks and Latinos. That's not true. You see what I'm saying? They're pushing that lie out there. They do that all the time in the black, brown, red, yellow communities. They do that all the time, you know, so that the white folks feel comfortable. But they're lying to their own people. And that's a problem, just like with the food stamps and everything else. They're lying to their own people, telling them that more blacks are on food stamps, but that's not true. You know what I mean? It's the way they fudge the numbers to make it seem like more melanated people are getting it. They're non-melanated people. Our white folks got melanin. You can't live without melanin. Everybody got some kind of melanin. But we're trying to make the difference as we talk to each other. You know, well, I'm Elohim Five Tribes. It's our society. Black, brown, red, yellow, white. So that's how we deal with it. You know, you got black people, brown people, white people, yellow people, black, brown, red, yellow, and white people. You follow what I'm saying? Now, what we're not seeing an influx of is red people, the red man. We're not seeing an influx of that particular color. I don't know why it just hit me a minute ago that we're not seeing an influx of that. So I'm going to do some research on that. And you can do some research yourself. Find out what's going on with the tribes, you know, and what tribes are doing what, and how the society that we live in now, this dog-eat-dog society, is affecting the tribes, okay? Do some research. Do some looking it up. Look up yourself to find out what's going on. You have to get out of the – you have to come out of the matrix. What is the matrix right now? What's keeping us in the matrix? Television, okay? TV, radio, all this stuff is keeping us in the matrix. The music is lined up for the matrix. Everything is lined up to keep you asleep, to keep you away from what's really going on. Now, the people that's on the line right now, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Those that are, anybody that knows about the mRNA vaccine, hit one. And maybe you can help explain that particular vaccine. But nobody knows about it because they're not talking about it. You have to research it. You have to find out. You have to go and dig for this information. See what I'm saying? Because Trump mentioned the virus. His one of his little cronies, the doctor, you know, they took a doctor and put him in charge of housing. That's such a waste of talent. Instead of him heading up the medical thing for the vaccines and everything, they put him in charge of housing. Anyhow, it's the way the last president's mind worked. It's just mind-boggling, you know. But they took the mRNA vaccine. That's the one they took because they had the virus. And the senator that had the virus that they were giving the Moderna vaccine to, he died. It didn't help him. That's what I'm saying. So if you got the virus, the Moderna vaccine, in a sense, you're taking that, you know. I don't know about the Pfizer vaccine. I don't know if that will help you after you have the virus. But so many people are dying from the virus that people shouldn't be dying from the virus like this. Something is wrong with the picture, you know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying. You got to do some research to find out what's really going on, okay? Now, as far as the society is concerned, those of you who have your packages or have your information, you know, just be patient. What we need to do is study, and those of you that don't have it or waiting on the information, we still got people waiting on their packages. We're putting all the packages together now. So all of the packages should be in the mail this week. With all the equipment come in, the machines that was booked, they're all fixed, everything is working. And I have a couple of members that are helping me now putting the books and stuff together. So everybody's package will be done this week. And now there won't be an influx of money from the society for almost a year. But what you have to do is study, because people are joining the society. And when you say you're a member of the society, they're going to be asking you questions. What do you know about that? What kind of society is this? What the heck is going on here? What are you trying to do, man? You know? And they're going to be asking you questions because the society is supposed to wake people up. The book, Toronto Scriptures Complete Volume, is a very, very powerful book as you get to read it, okay? But you're going to need the codes that's in the Bible as well. Now, actually, you can, once you go through the entire 300 pages of the Toronto Scripture Complete Volume, You'll have the information that's in the codes that's in the Bible. But if you read the Bible as a code book, not as a religious book, it will back up what's in Tyrannical Scripture Complete Volume, okay? And it will help you understand the different dimensions, where you come from, the whole nine yards. That book will help you understand everything. And you can see, as you read the book, you'll see that all of that is explained in the Bible. They're just not teaching it to you properly. I mean, people get mad at me because they're telling me the preachers aren't teaching on the book properly. A lot of people get mad at me. I understand. When you sleep, you don't want anybody waking you up. And especially when you're in a REM sleep, you feel all good. Oh, man, I was sleeping so good. Why are you bothering me? You know, I was dreaming and everything, you know. That's what you're doing right now. You're living in a dream world, okay? All the stuff that they have out there that you're calling culture is not culture, okay? There's only two cultures that exist. Reap What You Sow and Dog Eat Dog. Those are the two cultures or laws, I put it like that, that run the entire cosmos, run everything, okay? The Reap What You Sow culture is based on science, because the Reap What You Sow culture is science. That's where it all began. They call it science because they don't want to give the black, brown, red, yellow, and red people, they don't want to give them the credit for science. Well, the Reap What You Sow culture, that is science. The deal with it, if you put two chemicals together, right, and if you sow two chemicals together, you're going to reap a reaction. You put mathematics on a chemical to control the reaction. That's science. To Reap What You Sow is the basis for the scientific mentality. You understand what I'm saying? This is what they don't want you to know. It's coming out of, it's your culture. It's the universal culture. The whole cosmos is made up like that. Reap What You Sow. You follow what I'm saying? If you sow a planet towards the sun at a certain speed, it won't crash into the sun. It will go into orbit around the sun. Earth going around the sun is how planets are put in motion, by action and reaction. Action that they do, that they start, brings about a certain reaction. Okay? And this is how the whole universe is made like that. Now, the dog-eat-dog culture, that's something different, okay? That's a survival culture. That's a survival mindset. If I need something and I don't have it, I don't have the wherewithal to develop it, I'm going to take it from somebody else that's got it. That's the dog-eat-dog culture. If you got it, you can't protect it, I'm coming to get it. And if you don't think that there's a dog-eat-dog culture, go anywhere on this planet and ask the indigenous people of that land how they lost their land. You know what I'm saying? The doggy dog people, under the doggy dog people, they came and they took it. That's how they got it. We're in America. You know what I mean? The Mexicans can't go back into California, which was their home. They took Mexico, drew a line, and threw them out of Mexico. They can't come back. They're aliens now. The aliens took Mexico, took California from the Mexicans. Now they call the Mexicans aliens when they try to come back home. It's amazing how the dog-eat-dog culture works. The dog-eat-dog culture, they will lie, cheat, steal, whatever they have to do to get what they want. This is what they're going to do. Now, people that are under the Reap What You Sow culture have to keep that in mind. That's what happened to the indigenous people around the planet. They forgot that the dog-eat-dog people are always coming, always. So when you get into a good society, what President Hanson and them tried to set up, the society was supposed to be perfect culture. It was supposed to be perfect for the people. Everything was set up for the people. And they let the dog-eat-dog crew in there, which was George Washington and them. I mean, the dog-eat-dog culture, you have to have the dog-eat-dog culture to protect the Reap What You Sow culture. That's how it works, because the dog-eat-dog people is always coming, so you have to have some kind of military to protect what you have, okay? And it all makes sense, you follow what I'm saying? But the military coup that George Washington did when they stole everything, and they ran off with it, and we've been under the dog-eat-dog hookup ever since. Well, George Washington lost. They lost because Britain had a stronger dog-eat-dog hookup. and Britain beat them. So we're still under Britain's rule. I know. Look at how research this stuff. Don't just, because I'm saying it, that don't make it so. See, that's their cult. When you have somebody who's in a leadership position, that's not what I am, but when you have somebody who's in an authoritative position, everybody just following what that person's saying without checking it out. You throw the research, check. Don't just listen to people because they're saying it. Don't listen to your ministers because they're saying it. Check it out for yourself. You follow what I'm saying? And don't have them, you know, they put you to this certain passages of the book. You know what I mean? Well, check this book, this thing, this book, this passage means. So, no, you need to sit down and read the book from cover to cover. That's what you need to do. You know what I'm saying? And once you read it from cover to cover, you have a better understanding of what's going on inside the book. And you can see what's going on, you know, as far as what's happening, all right? Now, everybody in a society is supposed to have a copy of copy of our arms, the copy of the flag, the copy of the logo, and everybody's supposed to have that. Now, we have the buttons made up. We're making up the buttons for everybody. Now, everybody that's got the packages earlier and don't have the button, and they have the T-shirts without the logo on them, we're going to send you another T-shirt out, and we're going to send you some buttons out as well. So you're going to get T-shirts, buttons, and you didn't get your cups because I didn't have the logo for the cup. We got plenty of cups. I had to order a whole bunch of cups. So we're going to send you out the cups. Don't send the cups. New hat, new T-shirt, and those that already got the packages before we got the logo set up. So we're going to send you out the new things, no charge. We're just going to send it out to you. And and that way you'll have the cup, you have the button, you have the T-shirt. If you want more, you can get more. But I'm just saying the first one we send out, there's no charge, but we're just going to send it to you. You follow what I'm saying? You've already got your packages, so. But then you need to call me. I haven't gotten too many calls on questions about what's in the book, although a lot of it's pretty much self-explanatory. That's how I try to do the book. So once you read it, it actually explains itself. You don't actually need nobody to actually teach you what's going on because the book sort of explains it. And because I don't use nothing past 11th or 12th grade language. I went to college, but I don't use a college vernacular. I use a high school, junior high school vernacular. That way, everybody should be able to see and understand what's going on. Although there are some words in there, it might need to be explained. But I do have an explanation on those as well in the book. Okay. Now, if you have questions about the book or anything else, 215-758-1703. Okay, you call that number between 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Okay, Saturday and Sunday, I don't really answer to get into the questions and answering things about what's in the package. But you can call that number Monday through Friday. Ask any questions you want. We can dialogue about it, whatever you want to do. That's fine too. Okay, but all of your packages. People that are waiting for packages, all of them will be in the mail this week. And the packages will be coming out faster after this week because I had to order new machines. I had to order so much stuff because of the stuff breaking down on me. And then I put one machine in the shop. They said it's going to take 2 or 3 weeks to fix it. I didn't get 2 or 3 weeks to fix the machine. I just paid $500 for the doggone machine. It's the one that will be the books with. That's what's holding everything up because of the book print, you know? And but that's here too. So everything is working. So and I got help now. So the packages should be coming out a little faster. And like I said, I just want to take the time again to thank everybody, especially people that's on the line now that's listening, that's checking in. Now Monday, now remember you hit one. If you have a question or a comment or something you want to say, just hit one. And you can say it. Now, we're still gearing up for the African trip in June, okay? Now, Sadiq is in Africa now, so we're sort of waiting on him to come back. But make sure you get your passport done. Working on my passport now. It takes a little while to get that passport because of the coronavirus and the way the government is shut down. So you need to start working your passport now if you want to go to Africa, right? And but that trip is still on, okay? Far as I know, you don't have to it's not mandatory that you have a shot to go. But the rules are supposed to change, so keep up with what's going on out there. We have a 7566 on the line. Let me open up the mic here. 7566, you're on the air. You have a comment or a question?
Yes, hello. Peace and blessings to everyone on the line.
How you doing?
Brother Elohim. Well, yes, thank you. And the intro was absolutely amazing. Was that you singing?
Yeah, that's the two songs.
That was your song? That's your new song, huh? I think I missed it.
No, that's on the CD that's on the market now.
Okay,
that's on the market.
I want it. It's absolutely, okay. It's amazing. I love, wow, your voice was just stunning. It was great. Good to hear. I clicked on, maybe, I'm sure it was after you spoke, you know, gave, just, you know, turned it on for everyone to listen to, just, you know, and it blew me away. I didn't know if it was you or not. So just wanted
to
compliment.
You can go on Amazon and get it. It's on Amazon.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you can go on Amazon. Elohim Christ Pentrax. Jesus is coming.
Okay.
And it's on Amazon, Spotify. It's all over out there.
All right. Well, that's what I'm talking about. We're going to have our headphones when we're on the plane. Be tuned in to your
right.
thoughts, to your record, to your album. But if anyone wanted to know, you know, want to know anything about the trip, I am available, Sister Malika, and it is July 23rd through August. Let me look at the calendar quickly. It's August 23rd. July 23rd. That's a Friday, okay? And it's going to be until August the 4th, which is a Wednesday, at 2 weeks. So about 2 weeks, 10 days. So, and no, you do not need, from what I'm told, Brother Siddiqui told me that you do not need a passport. A visa. You can get your visa on arrival. Some people are opting to get their visas beforehand. Sister Penda, I don't know if anyone is familiar with Sister Penda. She is also she's looking at going as well. So she just said that as far as the vaccination, she don't think that we will have to get a vaccination. Siddiqui didn't. He just did his COVID test. He just took a COVID test. And that's it, just your passport. And again, the passport, you do have to schedule. I'm scheduled for April 30th for my daughter, who will be coming along as well. She's 11. And so I just went on the USPS postal website and scheduled an appointment for her. So, and you just take your documents, whatever you have there when you're for your appointment. So other than that, we're, you know, really excited about the trip. We're kind of preparing and getting ready to, you know, fly over to the motherland and see, you know, the beautiful, you know, world, you know, of Africa, because it's a whole nother world over there, you know. So just looking forward to everyone. You know, coming along. Any questions? Again, please feel free. Brother Elohim have already, you know, put his number, gave his number. Everyone is, they know Brother Elohim. So, and I'm Sister Malika, and Brother Siddiqui is now in Tanzania. He's in Dar es Salaam as we speak. There's a 7-hour difference, just so everyone knows. So right about now it is 9, so 10, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4 a.m. over there in Tanzania. So that is that's the time difference. They're ahead of us by 7 hours. So just wanted to talk about that a little bit. And thank you, Brother Elohim. And thank you for the beautiful song as well.
Is there a number they can call you directly, or is that you just want them to go through me?
Yep, they can call me, directly at 215-554-7566.
Okay, so if they have questions that I can't answer, I can just give them the number. That's what I'm talking about.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
I know I spoke to Sister Penda, and we talked for a while, and she just told me, you know, when we book our tickets, to let her know. Because she's definitely booking hers as well when we book ours. So, but it's a good thing that we're booking them separately. We're not booking them as a group because just in case something happens, nothing's going to happen. But if something was to, it would be us dealing with the matter separately. So it's not like with the group with booking as a group, we have to deal with it as a group. You know, so, and when you're talking about people's finances, sometimes they want to deal with their finances, you know, and get it taken care of. They don't need, you know, someone to be in the middle of their finances. So it's a good thing that we book.
Well, I do have a question myself. I have a question myself. I know that the further away you book your flight, the cheaper it is. How much in advance should we book flight to get that good rate?
You know, I would say, I even mentioned this to Sister Penda. I told her, I would say like June, somewhere around end of May, early June, you know, where you're still looking at the prices being somewhat reasonable. To the, you know, Siddiqui paid about $7.96 for his ticket just this last time. And prior to that, I think he might have paid around about the same, $7.50, somewhere around there. No more than like $800. That's round trip. Ethiopian Airlines, round trip. You know, you just check. And Tuesday, let me just tell you, Tuesday is the best day to book your ticket. And what you do is you have to check the site all day. You have to check the airline all day on Tuesday because Tuesday is when their prices go. They sell their tickets very low on Tuesday.
Okay.
And So Tuesday would be a good day to book a flight. And I don't even know if Brother Siddiqui knew this, but I happened to read up on it. And when I just flew to Florida, I got the price was so reasonable, you know, but prior to that, it was in the thousands. And then when I booked the flight on the Tuesday, but I had to watch the website all day. I had to monitor the website because I didn't book the ticket until maybe 10 at night. And that's when I got a great deal for five people. It was under $1,000 round trip.
But prior
to that, it was like $1,600, you know, just to fly domestically. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. We have that information. Thank you very much. I appreciate you chiming in, giving us information. Let us know what's going on out there. And I'm not going to be able to be on the radio every day. That was my plan. But my vocal cords can't handle it because I'm doing a new album. I'm doing a lot of singing and talking. I think I overdid my vocal cords. I didn't think I was going to be able to sing for an hour today, but I did. Okay. I'm just going to be on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Okay. Now, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So now on Monday is the day that want to talk about the society or what's going on and about the information and stuff like that there. Monday would be the day that we can discuss that. Or you can call me personally. Now you're going to get some mail from the society, that's the mail is going out tomorrow. So you're going to be getting some mail from the society, and that's how we're going to be communicating different things that we don't want to put on the airwaves. You're going to do it through the mail. Also, for security reasons, we want everybody to get, a flash drive. So that we're going to send you a flash drive with information on it. But when you put the flash drive in your laptop, right, don't download the flash drive into your laptop, okay, because we have society classified information on it. And what you do, you work strictly from the flash drive, and then you take the flash drive out, you know what I mean, once you get done. But don't download the information into the computer, you follow what I'm saying? Work off your flash drive. And that way, because even if you delete something, or after you download it into the computer, once you delete it, it's still there. You follow what I'm saying? Even though you delete it, they can still go in and get it. But if you have personal information and stuff like that there, I'm just giving you insight on how to keep your information private. Work off your flash drive, or if you have an extended backup disk, which I have, I have a couple of those. But don't download the information into your laptop, whereas you can take the flash drive out and keep working. Leave the flash drive in there, work strictly off your flash drive, and close it out on your flash drive. Don't leave it on your laptop, because you can't delete information off it. You can still go in and get it. For anybody that's dealing with private or personal information that you want to keep private and private, or if you want to relay private information back and forth, you know, the mail system works pretty good. You can send it through the mail. They're not really, well, the government, if they want to, they can go in and look at it. But most of the time, we're not on their radar like that. You know what I mean? Where they would go and open up your mail and listen to your flash drive and see what's on. Although they do have the ability to do that, but they're not doing that right now. So we don't have to actually worry about that. So I'm just telling everybody now, especially us on the line right now, to get a blank flash drive. They got something as low as $5 at Walmart. You can get them pretty cheap. Okay, that was the radio station. We only got about a minute here. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to close out. I have walked the path as the divine being today, and all energy that I put out, I put out as divine energy, and I eagerly await all the energy to come back to me the way that I have put it out. So let it be written, let it be done. I just wanted to say that before, while we're still streaming, I like to say that. Those are two rituals that we use, and once you get your packages and your books, you'll see that a lot of those rituals you go through 10 times, and the letter that you're going to get this week, it's going to be about the rituals that we do use, okay? And right now, I want to thank everybody that's online. I appreciate you calling in, and thank you, Malika, for the information. We appreciate it. And
thank you.
Thank you.
I look forward to receiving the documents too. Thank you.
Right. Well, everything is becoming pretty good now. Then I've got a little help over here. So, like I say, love is an act to make up. It's real good. And remember, love is and always will be. And I will chit chat with you. Well, next time I'll be on the radio, will be Saturday. So I'll chit chat with you guys. Okay. Much love,
brother. Peace and blessings.